We're going to talk some Bulldog football, and I'm over the moon. Like I went to practice the other day, and I was like, okay, I feel at peace, at home. Everything is right in the world. The Bulldogs are practicing.
Yeah.
They're back this weekend in the Chicago area. We're going to welcome in their head coach, Jim Deere, their number one quarterback starting, Brady Raymond, and my color commentator for the year, Calvin Keyes. Yes, we are all in studio today. So I'm going to start with Jim. Hi, Jim. Good to see you.
Yeah, great to be here.
Brady, he is a freshman quarterback. He's from Pinckney High School. You know, if Bulldog fans remember, not too long ago, Jack Werzer, his alma mater. So familiarity with the program. Brady, thanks for coming on and talking today. All right, and right next to me, as I mentioned, Calvin Keyes. Again, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ian. Thanks for having me. Super excited for the season.
He's got the Hartford Whalers T-shirt on, too. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Good first impression.
Best logo in pro sports.
I like it, yeah. The whale tail, man. Got to love it.
All right. I mean, gosh, where do you start? So, Jim, we have a bit of a new beginning, so to speak, turning over quite a few experienced players with the program last year. And, you know, starting a freshman kind of says a lot about the team. But we talked the other day, and there are certainly some pieces back.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. We lost a lot of guys to graduation last year, especially in our defensive secondary. You're looking at three guys graduating out of the secondary, and how do you fix that? How do you make that better? Going into the season, we moved some guys around, got a couple guys back, solidified that up well. We feel real confident in the guys that are back there. It's as good a group, I think, as we had last year. Maybe not as much as experience, but very athletic, physical. So that was one of the areas that we got hit hard in graduation. Obviously, lost our three top quarterbacks from last year, and then one of them to injury that can't come back this season, but the other two graduating, and, you know, we were kind of looking, we knew we were going to have a new starter recruiting around. Very fortunate to land Brady, and Brady's done nothing but impress us since he got here. Great work ethic, and you know, a great student of the game. You know, whatever they're doing in Pinckney, getting quarterbacks ready, we appreciate it, and it's great to have him here today too.
Yeah, Coach, you were talking about having a lot of key players graduating last year. Who are some of those names that you expect to step up and kind of fill those voids, both offensively and defensively?
Well, defensively in the secondary, it's Andrew Thomas and A.J. Pipkins and Sean Tolbert. I'll be alongside Donnie McCary, who's back, kind of the glue in the secondary. You know, at linebacker, you got you lost Kyle Mender, a three-year all-league player. It's hard to replace a kid like that. But Riker Bidwell is doing a great job. He's physical. He's big. One of the bigger inside linebackers we've had in a long time. He's about 6 foot, 240, but moves well. And we're excited to see how he does. But having Waitis Ashman back at linebacker, probably one of the most explosive players that I've seen at Adrian College, probably since Juwan King. You know, he is slippery. He's fast. He can blitz well. He can cover. Very all-around talented athlete. In the defensive front, getting Shea LaRue back, being healthy. He had ACL surgery and labrum surgery over the offseason. Alongside him, Randall Broom, another returner. Obviously losing Jennings and Wiseman off of last year's team, but we felt confident that we had some young defensive linemen to be able to step in, and you'll see Jake Fetro, a couple of young outside linebackers, slash DNs, Cameron Dean, who is a sophomore this year, and then you're looking at Cameron Smith. So we have Cam Squared kind of going out there. But Cam Smith, he's a freshman out of Lima Senior, and you know, he's impressed us over the beginning. Offensively, alongside Brady, you're looking at Sal, another guy from his high school. And Sal had a good year last year, but he's the number one running back now. When you look and you graduate a Stephen Moses, how do you replace Stephen? Well, you do it with multiple guys. Sal will be kind of the leader in the backfield. And then we got Anthony Greer, who's got some good speed, very athletic, quick feet. So should be exciting there. And then, you know, in the receiving corps, you lose a Kenny. I'm not even going to say his last name, but Kawiya is kind of how it goes. But losing him, we've got Ben Koloski that's been waiting to play. He's fast, explosive, so that'll be fun. But, you know, having Townsend back at the receiving position, you know, we're looking for great things again out of him. He came out of nowhere last year, finally got his turn to play. All-league kid, just deceptive speed, good hands, runs good routes. So,
to ask you a question, Brady, what's your experience been in fall camp making that transition from the high school level to now being at the college level?
It's definitely been different, but it's been everything I expected. Just going in, and I got lucky with a lot of returning guys on the offense that have been there, and they've been great. They've been comforting me, just reminding me how important it is to stay in the playbook, because you got to be on top of it. It's a lot different than high school. Just like the pace of plays, all of it's way quicker. But it's been great, and the guys really made it easy for me.
Any guys you really feel like you've built chemistry with in the offense here in the early stages of the season?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely Sal. Coming from my high school, you got to have a connection with him. Ben Koloski, I've been throwing him a lot of balls in practice, and he's making plays, so he's definitely going to get a lot of those. Cole Sessler, he's a big outside receiver. Kind of just throw it up to him, and he'll get it. He'll bring it down for you.
Awesome. Coach Deere, what are some had a pretty successful season last year with a 6-4 record. What are some goals that you have this year in terms of carrying that momentum into this new season?
Well, every year we have one goal. It's to win a championship. You know, you got to win the MIAA championship, but also you got to, you know, be a positive influence around the community and Adrian College. So those are really the only two goals that you need to set.
How do you feel like the MIAA and college football as a whole has evolved since you were a DB in the black and gold back in the 80s?
Well, I can tell you right now, it's a lot more balanced these days, and I think it's a lot better conference from top to bottom, and I think that showed through last year's non-conference schedule, where I think we were like 27-3, something like that, in the non-conference schedule. So that speaks for itself when you kind of talk about the level of play. And I think, you know, and then Alma, who was picked fifth last year, ends up winning the league. So you can understand there's a lot of parity from top to bottom. So you got to stay healthy, and you got to prepare and not make mistakes that lead to losses, to be honest.
Brady, for you, could you describe your game to listeners at home who haven't gotten a chance to watch any of your film? Like, how would you describe the way that you play the quarterback position?
I would say in high school it was more of run first, then pass. But as I got to the college level, I realized that as a quarterback, you got to be pass first and get everyone else involved. Try not to do everything by yourself, and they've really helped me realize that. I can definitely run the ball. I can throw the ball as well, and I've gotten a lot more confident with my passing game since I've been here.
Any experiences or coaches back at Pinckney that have really set you up for success here in Adrian?
Yeah, Coach Patton, he's over at Legacy Center now, and I think he's coaching at Detroit Catholic Central. But he's helped me since my eighth grade year. Ever since he knew I was coming into high school, he's been there to help me. Going up to the field with him on the weekends, kind of preparing me for my future.
Coach Deere, obviously, like, the focal point of any football team is your quarterback. What has Brady done to really impress you so far this fall and, you know, allow you to hand over the keys to him going into week one here?
Well, it's top to bottom. It's the way he studies, the way he goes about his business. You know, he is athletic. He's strong. You know, when you start talking about a young guy, he doesn't look like a young guy. You know, he's put together well. The other thing that I liked about him, he's a wrestler. You don't find that much when you start talking about quarterbacks. You know, usually they're basketball players. Well, this kid's a wrestler, so I know he's tough. And he was a really good wrestler. I'll let him tell you about that. But that was one thing. And when I saw him, because he played in our golf outing with his dad and a couple other guys, he wrestled at 175. Is that correct? Yeah. He was 205 at the golf outing. So it was like, huh. And that's when I kind of said, no, this isn't a young guy. Might be, you know, 18 years old, but he looks a lot more mature than that physically. So it was the mental part. And then when he came in and his work ethic kind of put everything, you know, at ease, the teams kind of rallied around him too. It's not, you know, it's one of those things where they know he's the guy, and they appreciate it, and they like it.
Brady, leading off of that, how has, like, wrestling helped you improve as a football player as well?
It's definitely helped me with, like, the aggressive part of it and not being afraid to take contact, and kind of helped me with, like, because I played defense in high school too, so it definitely helped me with tackling, but wrestling is a super hard sport mentally, so I think it has prepared me more mentally than it has physically, just like being able to stay in the game and realize that the important moments you have to stay poised and stay calm and just be in the moment. But it's definitely helped me a lot.
Looking ahead to this weekend's game at Elmhurst, Coach Deere, is there anything you've seen on film that or things that you really think are going to bring complexity to the matchup, or things you're hoping to exploit?
Well, the big thing about Elmhurst is it's a new coaching staff. The only guy that's back is their special teams coordinator. So if you're kind of looking at film, that's really all you're going to get X's and O's wise. You can evaluate a lot of the personnel because they do have a lot of personnel back from last year's team. But trying to game plan for them, it's basically you do what you do, and then in-game adjustments will be key. So we don't have a lot of information on what they're going to do.
Have you guys played Elmhurst before in previous seasons, or is this your first all-time meeting?
Yeah, this, I believe it's the first all-time meeting. You know, I don't think we played them back in the 70s, so.
Looking further on in the season, are there any games that you have circled on your calendar or you're really excited for going into the year?
Personally, obviously I have my own personal ones, but for as a team, it's, you know, yeah, we're looking forward to this one. It's been, you know, one of those things, and I don't know when the last time is that we won an opener. I know it's been a while, and it's going to be exciting. We want to go down there and we want to get a win to start the season. And, you know, it's a team that's struggled the last few years, but obviously plays in a really good conference. And they played some good teams last year pretty close. And it'll be nice to be able to go down there, hopefully get a win against a team in a good conference, and then come home and open with, I think, Defiance at home. So.
Brady, for you, thinking about your first collegiate start this Saturday, what kind of goes through your mind when you think about that? Any nerves or, like, emotions?
I'm usually nervous, but with the veterans that we have, they've kind of helped me realize that there's really nothing to be nervous about. Just go out there and play. There's really nothing different besides the speed of the game, but I've slowly adjusted to that, and I think I'm more excited than anything. I just can't wait.
Yeah, Coach Deere was talking about how you have put on a lot of weight since your final wrestling season last winter. What was your off-season workout regimen looking like to prepare you for college football?
I'd wake up, go to the gym around like 8 o'clock in the morning, usually, if I got up. But I would lift consistently. I'd take Sundays off, and then I'd go up to the field,
I'd run a little bit. I'd throw, obviously, but it was mainly just lifting a lot.
What are you most excited about going into this season now, being the quarterback of this team?
Winning an MIAA championship.
Awesome. Is there a specific player that you try to emulate with your game? Or someone you look up to, perhaps?
Tom Brady. I was named after him, so I feel like I have to look up to him. But no, I just kind of go out there and play the way I play and let everything play out.
I guess as our last question for Adrian College football fans at home who are excited for the season, what would you say to them to get them fired up for this opener this Saturday versus Elmhurst? Either of you guys can
go
take
ahead.
That.
Oh, you asked that again.
Yeah. What can fans be excited about going into this season?
Brady.
Yeah. I'd say our explosiveness. A lot of people probably aren't expecting the best out of us right away, just because a lot of people leaving, new guys coming in, and maybe a freshman starting. But I'm hoping to prove a lot of people wrong and make them realize that we're here to play.
Awesome. Thank you guys for the time.
Yeah.
How about that, John? This is probably the least I've talked during an Adrian College segment. Can you vouch for that?
It ranks it right up there as one of the best segments ever that we've done on Adrian College. Yeah, yes, yeah. I would say you were perfectly content to let Calvin take that interview.
Just figured I'd throw him right into the fire.
It was good. Good.
Our first broadcast this weekend at 2:00, Elmhurst in the Chicago area, greater Chicago area. So Calvin and I will be there. Coach Deer and Brady will be there Friday night. And getting ready for the game, and I'm ready for
You're
it.
You're excited.
I'm ready.
Goosebumps.
I know.
Goosebumps.
I got high school games before that, so I can't. You got to
focus there to start. You got to maintain your focus, Ian.
Yep. On to Sand Creek.
There you go.
As Coach Belichick would say, Coach Jim Deer, thank you. Brady Raymond, thank you so much, and Calvin, thank you. And boy, the fans will hear from you and I quite a bit this year. So thanks for kicking off the season. Here in studio.